Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Batch After Dark. We are so excited you've joined us today, and we have a very special guest. So a very good friend of mine who is on a very popular reality TV show that you know and love, Love is Blind. Miss LC is here with us, and she is going to be our special guest host that she will fill in for Kelsey sometimes, and possibly even me. But we're so excited that she's here. So happy to have you. We love you. And you are the perfect person to do this with us. You were literally the first person I thought of. So the fact that you were like, yeah, let's do it. I'm down. I was so happy and excited. We were both so thrilled. So without further ado, I want to introduce our lovely guest today. I'm so excited to have him in here. He is one of my favorites in Bash Nation, favorites of all time. Mr. Dustin Kendrick, who is on Hannah Brown season of The Bachelorette. Welcome to Batch After Dark. Yay!
Woo! Hey.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
So excited.
Let's do this. I hear this is going to get a little crazy tonight, so I'm excited.
You have no idea.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
No, he's drinking. Everyone's drinking. We're good. So you're probably expecting Kelsey as my co-host, but Kelsey the funny batch. But today we have a very special guest co-host, and she is none other than LC from Love is Blind. She's a good friend of mine. I adore her, and I thought of her. She was the first person I thought of when I thought I need a guest host. So welcome, LC. I'm so excited to have you here.
Yay, so happy to be here.
Nice to meet you, LC. Yes,
can't wait to really, really get to know you, Dustin.
You're going to get to know me. I'm going to get to know you.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Things are going to get weird.
Love it.
If all goes as planned, yes. Yes, you're right, Dusty. It will.
It's gonna get weird. It's gonna get weird.
Oh dear.
So, Dusty, before you joined us, LC and I talked about our first kiss, and we were both in eighth grade. And I was curious, when was your first kiss?
2 years ago. It happened.
Oh, he's a baby.
I'm a late bloomer.
It's okay. No shame.
My first kiss happened in eighth grade.
Wow.
Actually, I have a funny story that actually goes with this. And this might be a little inappropriate, but I'll tell the story of my first kiss. So I remember my first kiss with my junior high girlfriend. I was in eighth grade. She's a little bit older than me. And I was at her house, and then like on the way back, like I kissed her there, and her mom was giving me a ride home. And like this girl was a lot experienced than I was. I was like nervous and everything, didn't know what I was doing. And she started to get a little touchy-feely with me. And I was like, oh shit, what? I don't know what this is. Oh, like I was all new to these feelings and everything. Well, somewhat. But anyways, I get home and I'm like, oh, something's wrong. I'm like, did I get an STD? And it was my first case of blue balls.
Oh, no.
I had no idea what it was. I thought I had an STD. And I was like, I don't know if I should go tell my mom right now or what. I was so innocent. I didn't know.
Oh my God. Oh, Baby's first blue balls.
Baby's Cute. First blue balls.
Okay, so I have a question because, and I just heard this recently, that blue balls is actually not a thing. But you're telling me that that face tells me that it is. So yeah, it's weird. I don't know if I saw it on TikTok, but somebody was like, girl,
who said that?
Blue balls is not a thing. That's something guys say so that we'll feel guilty and like sleep with them.
No, listen, that shit hurts. That shit's terrible.
Here's the thing, though.
It's like some...
No.
That is... I'll be the first to tell you it is real.
All right.
Listen, I don't think guys really have a leg to stand on here in this fight because we can... We literally bleed for a week every month without dying, and you guys can have blue balls for like a second.
That's true.
Fine.
No, that's fine. I mean,
so maybe that we're like, maybe we're like in comparison.
But it's real though. Maybe it's real.
Maybe in comparison, we're like, yeah, it doesn't.
Oh no, it hurts. It hurts. It can fuck up your day. It's real.
How long did it last?
It's real. How long does it last?
it's like
hours.
Well, yesterday it lasted
still,
a couple still hours.
Going through so that.
Hours. You kind of know the feel. It's like when you get really aroused and you just haven't had a release.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an adult, if that happens, you just, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
You just got to go take care. You got to go take care of
business.
It, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take care of business, man. This is heating up quick. Yep. Wow. All right.
That's how we
Wait,
do.
Actually, I have a question just like kind of going off of that. This is a question that I always like to ask. I feel like I've asked this to a lot of guys. For whatever reason, what was it like when you had your first orgasm? Like when you're first, you know, kind of going through that, did you think that you were like dying? I feel like, because you might not know, you're kind of young sometimes when that happens.
Did I feel like I was dying when I had my first
like,
orgasm?
You know, when,
no,
like,
I felt like I was living.
No, like, you
I was
know,
like,
you're
this
like,
is
what
great.
Is coming out of my body right now? Like, why does
Yeah, I was like, whatever this is, I like it a lot. This is amazing. I'm going to do this another 6 times.
All right. So you weren't even... How old were you?
When I first had my first orgasm.
Like when you first started like, you know, pleasuring yourself.
Probably around like that 8th grade, 7th, 8th
like
grade.
8th grade. That's a wild
right?
year. Yeah.
Yeah. Puberty is Ooh, something. I tell you what.
Something.
Puberty hit me hard too. It hit me hard.
Oh, so I dated a guy once that he said he was maybe like, probably in like sixth or seventh grade, he said when he first did that. And he literally went to his mom and thought he had like, had to go to the hospital. He thought. He didn't, but he thought that he had to go to the hospital. He was like, I'm dying.
Yeah, we don't know what. Yeah. Well, I guess it's confused. I didn't think I was dying though. I was like,
he didn't know. He never learned about it. He never learned about it yet.
I'm like, this is living.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see. It's just so confusing for guys for sure going through those changes and yeah. Very awkward times. My first girlfriend was actually, the following year. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. In freshman year. Freshman year, I had a girlfriend. She was a senior. I was a freshman. I pulled that off.
Yeah.
We dated for 5 years. But yeah, she was my first. And
Wow. Did Good all times. Your friends think you were like the coolest person ever for dating a senior?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
they
yeah.
Made it on campus.
You couldn't tell me nothing.
That's amazing. So when you broke up with her, did you have just like a wild phase after that? Or actually, I'm sorry. I'm assuming
so,
you broke up with her, actually.
I did. We dated for 5 years. Full transparency. I was young when I dated her.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the last 2 years, I was cheating on her. I wasn't very faithful. I was young. So I was having a wild time in between there. And I was like, you know what? This isn't... If I'm doing this, I need to be a
free
bird. So yeah, I felt really bad about it. But I don't think she ever knew. And
she'll know now.
Yeah, well, if she's listening,
maybe.
We're so sorry
right?
for the girl.
Oh, she's cool. She's like, I'm about to be 33. She's like, she's about to be in her upper 40s. I mean, 30s. Wow.
So she's probably married, kids, right? The whole shebang.
Maybe, hopefully.
Did you have like a wild phase after being in a relationship for 5 years? I can imagine, right?
No, he's making a face.
Like,
I I've had a couple wild phases. But yeah, after that relationship, I had a wild phase. Yeah.
Hey.
It was like, yeah, college. I was playing college basketball and yeah, it was, I was in the streets, okay, as they would say.
Well, just
tearing up those
relax.
Streets.
I'm not going to ask you your number or anything like that. You're like, I can see it in your face. You're like, she can ask me. I will not ask your number.
I might.
But oh, well.
I might ask that.
Okay, but before you do, if you're going to, I have to tell you.
No, I would never.
One thing that we always do now, it's kind of tradition, is we ask if you want a safe word. Because we can get, you know, pretty dirty. Do you want a safe word? Now, Rudy declined. She did not use a safe word. But if you would like a safe word, we'll give it
to you. I mean, I'm going to just throw the safe word out there just in case. I'll try not to use it to be fun, but just in case. Right. And we'll say pineapples. There we go. Yeah.
An ode to Matt Donald.
Oh, wow.
Did he use that word too?
He there used pineapple. Oh, pineapples. I'm sure he used it a lot. He's so shy.
He used it constantly.
He's so shy.
He is. He is. Aww. I was shocked that he would even do it, to be honest with you, right?
Yeah. I'm really. Oh, man. Never mind. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to whatever he was saying I need to ask you about. We'll get to that. We'll wait a little bit. But so, Elsie, I know you have a stack of cards there.
I do, yeah. I have this, like, game. You know, we don't need to get into it right now, but basically it's a card game that's about, like, sexual questions. So there's first base, second base, third base, and home base. So I have a couple from each one. So this is first base. What is your non-sexual turn-on? I kind of like this question.
That's a good question.
Non-sexual turn-on? Non-sexual, like something like maybe visually or something someone says or something like that. I do like the way a woman smells, like a good, like, perfume. Like, yeah, that's a real big turn on. I would say, too, a woman that's very, like, well, manicured.
Mm-hmm. I have a follow-up to that. So do you love, like, a flower, like a floral, or do you prefer, like, a spicy or, like, a citrus? Like, what's your go-to?
Oh, man, I don't think I have a go-to. I think just when it smells good, it catches my attention. I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would say smell. Visuals, well, not sexual, but yeah, I don't know. Manicures and pedicures would be, I don't have a foot fetish or anything, but I don't know if that's
just like a well, like,
yeah, well clean, taken care, smells good. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. No, I like
kindness.
It.
Kindness is sexy. Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. Well, you are one of the kindest people I've ever met. So I'm
Oh, stop.
All right. I know, one of my chopped livers. Just kidding.
Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. Where's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
All right. Jumping right into it. Outside in a park, maybe? Yeah. Like
in New York.
Not New York. Millennium Park in Chicago.
Outside in a park.
Yeah, Millennium Park. How? Not too far away from the Buckingham Fountain in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Oh, the middle of the night. Okay. I was going to ask if it was daylight.
No, at night. Yeah.
The Buckingham Fountain.
And yeah, I would say that's probably the craziest in Chicago. New York? My balcony, maybe?
Oh, shit. Wait.
Love it.
Was Peter home? That's the only question I have.
No. Okay. I would have did it anyways if he was, but
I love that. Yes.
Oh dear.
I think you might have to rename that fountain though. To the Buckingham Fountain.
The Buckingham Fountain.
100%. 100%. You said it, not me, Aaron.
Oh, what about your guys's? Where was your guys's?
This podcast is about you, Dustin.
He's right. If the guest asks, we have to answer. That's kind of what we go by. So,
okay. Well, Aaron, you can go first.
Aaron's got something crazy. I know it.
I actually don't really have anything that crazy. I'll just go. It's real quick. It's also a balcony, an apartment balcony. So, yeah.
Okay.
Nice breeze. Yeah.
Nighttime, daytime.
It was nighttime, but there was definitely people across the street at a restaurant. And we were on like a, we were on like the fifth or sixth floor, so it wasn't like that high.
Thank God.
But well, it was like you couldn't like see the balcony wasn't like the rods on the balcony weren't like it wasn't like see through. It was like a solid balcony.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You could only see from like the railing up. So.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I have so many. I'm just like, what do I even? It's like it's crazy. I'll do my most I'll do my most recent. So my most recent was in Cabo. And it was on the beach.
I remember you were on that trip. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, yes, it was on the beach and they had left all their furniture out from like the day. So they had like day beds perfect there. And I was just like, they're just asking for it. You know, they're just asking for it. And the restaurant that was on the beach still had all their lights on, all their lights. And so it what, it seemed like broad daylight. It was that bright. And I just, I think was fully undressed by the time, like, we were completely into it.
Oh, my God, adventurous.
Let's go. Let's go. I love it. Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
I mean, we're in Cabo. It's, like, post-pandemic. You know, we're on our 10th anniversary. Like, why the hell not, you know?
Be free.
I mean, isn't it, can't you get arrested for that? Public indecency? I don't know.
Not when you're on vacation.
That's true.
I mean, the security guard saw us and he was just like, thumbs up, like, you know.
Go for it.
I'm not going to say anything.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Time for another one of your cards, Elsie.
Okay, perfect. So now we'll get into... Actually, this is a question I think... I feel like Erin might appreciate this. It's like a deep question again.
Okay.
How did your upbringing influence the way that you think about sex?
Love it.
I don't think I've ever thought about this question before.
Yeah, I hadn't either until I saw it and I was like, interesting.
Think about sex. I don't know. Well, I was raised pretty much by like all women, pretty much. My dad wasn't really around. Had my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother, my grandfather, of course, but mainly just women. So I was just always raised to like respect women. And I don't know. I guess that kind of trickled on into the, like this, you know, sex as well. Like, I just want to make sure the woman's comfortable, taken care of, and yeah.
Well, there you go. But
there you go.
Cute. That's cute. That's a very cute, wholesome answer.
Okay. Okay.
See, and that's why I love this podcast, because it's like, you get really raunchy, and then you bring it back, you know? It's
like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I have raunchier questions. This is first base.
Oh,
these are first
base. Oh, first base.
Oh, I know you do. I'm sure of it. Do you prefer a woman to, like, initiate, or are you just, like, always the one that initiates?
In sex, right?
Yeah, or just like, you know.
I think it's important. Well, I find myself like a dominant, you know. I like to be in charge most of the time. But it's nice when you have someone, like, if she wants to switch it up a bit and like she takes a league, or she, like, maybe you're just not even focused on sex and some, you know, she just engages in it and you're just thrown back
for it.
I don't know. So yeah, I think it's a good balance. But yeah, of course. I like a woman to take charge.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're giving really diplomatic answers.
I am?
I mean,
probably because you're raised by women. Yeah, you're raised by women, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, yeah, I think it's all about balance, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask another one now. So have you, it's a pretty straightforward question here, but have you ever had a threesome?
I have, yeah.
And what was the dynamic there? Was it like two girls, two guys? What was that?
Oh, dear.
I've been nice. I've asked nice questions, okay?
All right, yeah. Two girls. Okay. That was fun. A lot of fun. I've also in college, like, I'm heterosexual, like, I, you know, I'm straight, but yeah, we've had, yeah, me and my friend, yeah, had fun with this young, lovely lady, yeah.
Okay.
Young, lovely lady, nice, we love to hear it. I love that.
Right?
So you've done two. You've had two threesomes then.
Yeah. Well, I've had more. Okay. Yeah. It's been a lot more.
Well, okay. But you've done both the dynamics.
I've done both the dynamics, yeah.
Do you like having threesomes or do you find it a little bit stressful?
Yeah. This was a long time ago when I was younger.
Okay. That was my question. When was this? Like last week? I mean.
No, this was when I was.
No, it was like a month ago. When,
no.
It's on his balcony.
I think this is when you're just young, crazy, and just horny. I don't know. And.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been a while. Like, I'm like 32, like over a decade. So, wow. Yeah.
Wild times.
Wild times in college, right? College is crazy.
If these circumstances presented themselves, would you be open to having another one?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah, I'm not going to say no.
Why not? <Yeah.
laughs> I'm not, like, sending over two girls right now. I mean, I should for what you've been helping us with, but...
Yeah, that's like finding money on the ground and not picking it up. Yeah,
I would definitely. Oh my God.
I'd let that go to waste.
Love it.
That is amazing. Oh my God. We appreciate your honesty here. I know. It's getting hot in here for sure. Wow.
It's getting hot.
Sorry, I have to like refocus myself for a minute.
Yeah. This one you might have to think about for a second, or you might know off the top of your head. I don't know. If you could recreate a sex scene from any movie, what would it be?
Ooh.
Good one.
Okay, let's think about this. Oh, man. There was this show, movie on Netflix. It was like where this guy kidnaps this girl and make her fall in love with him. It was sexual as shit. Like, it was...
I need to watch this. Can
oh,
you?
Oh! I know what you're talking about. It's the guy who's a Spanish guy. Oh my
yeah.
God! Yeah, I can't. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, I forget what it's called too. I think yeah. I had a heart on that whole movie.
So no. Anything from that? You want to recreate a kidnapping scene?
No, maybe not. Okay. Not. I do not want to do that. I get.
It's okay.
Wow.
What part? You know what movie I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I cannot remember the name
that
of
that whole movie.
I
can't. I can't pick off one scene. That whole movie's hot.
It was Did it have a French or Spanish name? Was it like a French or Spanish?
It was like 100 days something. Something 100 days.
Oh.
It was like a softcore porn, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what we're watching this evening.
It's crazy. But that was
hey,
a good one.
The one that sticks out to you is, I think, the one you have to go with there.
Yeah.
But to, you know, to make you not feel weird about your kidnapping fantasy, so the one that stood out, like the first one I thought of, did you guys ever watch Dexter?
No.
Love Dexter. You've never seen it, Destin?
Oh, you have first to all, watch you should. It. But he's a serial killer, but he's like a good serial killer. He only kills like bad guys.
Yeah.
But he like will strap down his victims with like, he'll like, they'll, when he gets the victim, they'll like be, he'll like strip them down and then put them on a table and like, they'll be like covered in plastic. And I was like, for whatever reason, that is the one that pops up.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. But Aaron, if you know what, have you seen all of Dexter?
Yeah.
So season six, when he has that, the girl, the blonde girl, his like girlfriend or whatever. That specifically when
you
he was about to kill her,
fetish.
But then he didn't.
Oh.
Nobody was about to kill her, but then he didn't. He's about to kill her,
but
he didn't.
That was hot.
And then
that was hot.
That was hot.
That was
hot. And then they ended up like, she ended up living, and then they ended up like dating.
Yeah.
And it was like,
it was
hot.
Weird.
I don't know.
Why are women so turned on by death and sex? It's like some kind of like.
Why are you so turned on? No.
Yes. It's like.
You're turned on. No, you're turned on by kidnapping.
I am not. No, I am not. Oh dear. Oh dear.
And I'm turned on by almost being killed. It's fine.
Everyone listening, I am not turned on by kidnapping. Just
wait, but honestly, Destin, wait, we might be onto something. You're into kidnapping and I'm into being kidnapped and almost murdered. So
when are you when are you coming to New York?
When's is that balcony free?
She's the kind of with G New York with me.
Yeah. Let me know when that balcony is free, Destin.
Oh, it's always free.
Holy shit.
It's a great view.
This is, I'm just going to like exit out. I'm just going to exit out now.
Listen, I had to do it. I had to do it.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Man. He's a hell of a catch, Elsie. I mean, he's a hell of a catch.
And so am I, Erin. We all know these things.
Hello, am I not your biggest hype girl ever?
She is. She really is.
I think when you come to New York, we should hang out. Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I actually really do genuinely want to go to New York, so I will definitely let you know.
Let me know.
Okay. We'll see. If you can kidnap, maybe you'll kidnap me, maybe you won't.
Maybe.
Wow. So I'm going to bring it back.
Are we still just on first base? Because I'm getting nervous.
That was second base.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to say Top Gun. I feel like Top Gun was a very sex scene that I'd want to like recreate. Like that was very like intense and like, whoo. And that, you know, Take My Breath Away song, that'll always be like iconic, right? So yeah, for sure.
It's all about the intensity.
It is, right? Oh my God. Ooh, this is intense right now. I'm feeling the intensity. Oh my God. Okay. All right. We talked about the craziest place you've ever had sex. Do you have a fantasy, like a place that, or like a situation that would be like a fantasy, like a windmill? I'm kidding. I had to throw it out there.
A windmill kidnapping.
No, I think, I like, like public places I think are, it's like exciting, you know, where you could be caught or something like that.
Yeah.
She's going to get on me about this, but I do kind of like, not bondage, but I do like the tying up thing. I think that's hot. Yeah.
Oh.
I knew she was going to
get on me. That kidnapping fantasy.
like hands tied behind you. I don't know. Yeah.
You being tied up? Like she tying you up or you tying her up? Or either or?
I'm tying her up. Yeah.
Okay. Where she can't touch you.
She could touch me.
Oh. If she can. If she can break out of the chain.
She's tied up. Wait a minute. Okay. And like blindfold?
Oh, she's...
Like you're going all the way there.
I like that. I like that too.
Okay.
Hey, love is blind. Love is blind, guys.
Love is blind.
Oh, boy. Okay. You're up, Miss Third Base.
Okay. This is a third base question. So the rest of them I have are third base questions, but... This is one of my favorite questions. It's so weird. If you could have sex with a cartoon character, which one would it be? He rolled his eyes. I know right off the bat. So I don't know.
What?
It could be weird. This is character. Yeah. You've never talked about this? I'm shocked that no one's ever asked you this. I'm shocked.
What's yours? I honestly don't have one.
You've never, even growing up, you've never been like attracted to a cartoon, any cartoon character, like that cartoon character's like Simba. Hello, Simba's like the number one. Or like Nala, maybe, I don't know.
What?
It could be an animal. It can be an animal. There's no rules here. It's a cartoon character.
This went a whole nother direction I was not expecting.
I'm actually shocked that you guys have never talked about this because this is like a great question. I feel like I know all of my friends, every single one of them. Like Aladdin. I mean, come on. I mean.
I've never been attracted to any cartoon character.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Time out. Hold on. I will say it was the movie, I think, like the Disney movie Rapunzel. I want to say it was Rapunzel.
Yeah.
The guy in that Disney movie looks like my husband as a cartoon character. So, I would totally sleep with that cartoon because it's, he looks like he's got the facial hair like him. He's literally identical to this guy. So, I mean, there you go.
Listen, this doesn't have to be a serious, like, I'm going to fuck this character. It's like.
All right. To make you feel better, I guess Princess Jasmine. Princess Jasmine.
There you go.
Yeah.
She can get it.
We are going to quickly move on to the next question.
Oh, I have more cartoon characters. Don't get it twisted. I cannot believe. So, like, literally almost all of my friends I've talked about with this. I feel like I could name every character my friends would all, like, be.
What's yours?
I mean, there's so many.
Give me one.
Give me one.
Well, okay. My first, like, character I was ever, like, attracted to was, weirdly enough, like, Twister from Rocket Power, if you ever watched that.
I remember Twister from Rocket Power.
Yeah. So that was actually, I was Reggie from Rocket Power a couple years ago for Halloween.
Dress up as Twister for Halloween.
So me and Dustin already have our couple outfit for Halloween this year. I'm going to
You don't stand a chance if you come to New York, girl.
Oh, my God.
Just Twister and Reggie on the balcony. Please ignore us.
Oh, man. Holy shit. I was going to say, where are you going to stay? But you can obviously stay with Dusty.
I'm staying on Dustin's balcony.
The balcony, yeah. You'll just, like, live there.
You're welcome for the hot content, Erin.
This is too much fun, I swear to God. Okay, so... We're going to move from anime to like porn. So Dustin, are you a fan of porn? Do you watch it often? Have you watched a lot of it when you were younger? Talk to us about porn.
Yeah, I think I've gone through that phase of watching porn quite a bit. Nowadays, I don't really look at it too much. I feel like now I'm just always so busy and maybe I should watch it, go back to watching it. But I don't know. I feel like I'm so busy these days, so I don't really have time.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but I went through a phase where I was just like on there probably way too much. probably. I think every boy has done that and unhealthy-wise. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a follow-up question to that. One of the questions has to do with that as well. Yeah. Would you rather have your porn history leaked or your sex history leaked? Like what you've done in bed yourself? Or would you rather have the porn you watched leaked?
Oh, that's so easy.
I don't care for either.
What's yours, Erin?
I mean, I would first of all, I don't watch a lot of porn. So of course I'd go with that, right?
But like any of the history, not the recent history, any history of any porn you've ever watched.
I will say this. I would say there's been times where I was on porn and you're just flipping and you're like, looking at some nasty shit. And then like you finish and you're just like that regret.
Post-nut,
that
like,
post nut.
I watch that.
It's like, let me throw this away and burn my phone.
You're like, I'm
and
for sure going to hell.
Yeah.
What did I just do? Yes. Why did I do that? Yeah. So yeah, I guess I would rather tell my sex stories than my.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jumping off of that, what is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Like either on her end or your end?
Funny? I'll tell my worst performing moment ever.
Oh no.
You guys are getting all the good stuff.
We're getting
from me
all
today.
Of it.
All right. So this was in college. This was the first time I had the term whiskey dick. I was too drunk. I couldn't get it up. And it was this cheerleader. And I didn't know what to do, and I finally get it up. I'm like, that was weird. And then I came in like 1 minute, and then I was just like, this is the worst night. I'm just going to go tuck away.
Oh, no. Did you make it up to her after? Like, did you have another session?
That was it. We're actually good friends now.
Really?
But, yeah, she thinks I suck, though. So.
Yeah, but see, listen, if that ever happens, word of advice, I don't know if you what ever you did. But word of advice for all the guys out there, if that does ever happen, you know, first of all, whatever, it happens. But just like do other stuff to her, or, you know, like,
yeah,
you can still get her off. You don't have to just because you can't.
And don't focus on it.
That's true.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. Like, don't focus on it. You know what I mean?
That's the thing with guys. When we focus on it, it's a wrap.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's then just immediately so head down. Go down. Immediately go down there.
Immediately.
Think about it. Think about it down there.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
Do you enjoy that? What she's talking about, going downtown? Do you enjoy it?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Good.
100%. Okay, it's one of my faves.
Wow. Okay, your turn. Ooh, I need a fan in here.
Aaron's getting a little hot and heavy over here. Well, okay, so are you on any dating apps at all?
No. Well, tell me, I used to be. What's up?
What's like a pet peeve of yours on a dating app, and what's like a turn on a dating app? Like, what makes you swipe right? What makes you immediately swipe left? Besides, like, just not being attracted to somebody.
Being funny. If they have something like funny in their comments, I'll swipe right. Mm-hmm. I guess when I see like too many filters on a girl's like photos, I'll automatically swipe left. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's a turn off. I kind of like to see, I just want to see your real you, the real beauty.
Yeah.
The real you.
If it's a good filter, you'll never know it's a filter.
Oh, that's true too. That's true too. But as a dating coach, I have to say the way to get around that is to have a video chat with them. Because you can't, especially if you're on a dating app that doesn't allow, there's actually one that's called Filters Off dating app, believe it or not. And you could literally have a video chat with them and what you see is what you get. And it's great for the girl too, because they may have a pandemic beard, you know, and it's not in their like profile pictures, right? So, or she may have put on 20 pounds. And I mean, if you're into that, that's awesome. But I'm just saying, you know, like you just never know. So
you want to, what you see is what you get. That's what
totally.
You want, right?
Yeah.
And you know, definitely. I don't think people need filters. I think, you know, you want to take a good photo. It's all about lighting. Lighting's going to be your best friend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And filters are just kind of just like, I don't know. I'm not a filter fan, but
yeah.
Well, you don't need a
these
filter.
These filters are getting crazy. Well, not for me. I mean, no one needs a filter, you know? So
you're right. Well, because in real life, you don't have one. So might as well.
That's right. Yeah, you can't like walk around with like a thing in front of your face, like your filter.
You sure can't.
That's like some Black Mirror stuff right there.
Ooh,
you can't.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So celebrity crushes. Do you have any celebrity crushes?
I have a celebrity crush on Rashida Jones. She's just so funny. And she's beautiful too, but she's just so funny. I love a girl with humor. I love a girl that's just so funny, you know? I'm not really attracted to like these top hot models and stuff like that. I like, you know, someone just has personality. That's what turns me on. If you can make me laugh, you are turning me on like no other.
Oh, so. I love that.
Yeah.
So me and Aaron are definitely turning you on right now. Is what I'm hearing.
And we kind of look alike, right? She and I. Everyone always thinks we're sisters.
This is the best threesome I've ever had.
Oh, hey. I love it. This is so much
love
fun.
That.
Oh my God. So is Rashida in your like spank bank, as you guys call it?
I don't think she's in my spank bank.
Okay.
What does that, like your elevator list?
What?
No, that's like your spank bank's like...
No, like who you think
your
of.
Your mental
you
image. Yeah.
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 So you're not like watching like The Office reruns and doing anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
Can you tell us who's in there?
Who's in my spank bank?
Yeah.
If there's a celebrity.
My celebrity that's in my spank bank. I guess it would be the celebrity I hooked up with, and it's I'm joking. I'm totally joking. No, you guys were
like, holy shit.
You guys are getting excited
we were
like, with that.
Okay, let's go.
Wait. You haven't hooked up with LC yet, though. She's the celebrity that you're talking about.
Oh yeah. I am verified on Instagram, so I'm a celebrity.
That's in the works. I just have to get my Halloween cartoon costume.
For sure.
Yeah, he's got to be Twister.
Clean off my balcony.
I still have the purple wig. I can be Reggie in 1 second flat.
Oh my god.
This is about to be the freakiest.
Right?
Woogity, woogity, woogity.
This is about to be kinky.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
If you could use one word to describe yourself in bed, what would it be?
Let's up the ante. Three words. We asked this to Matt Donald. and to Blake. Okay. So you got to answer three words to describe yourself in bed.
A giver, consistent, and a good time. I don't know. For a good time. I'm a good time. I mean, I've never had any real, besides that one, but I had complaints.
That was not your fault, though. That was not your fault.
I still get those you up texts, so.
Hey.
Oh,
have you ever sexted? Are you a sexter?
I'm a sexter if I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Interesting. If I'm in a relationship, I'm a sexer. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm not. I think it's so silly. I'm like, this is hilarious. The one time I ever attempted it, I had like my roommate at the time next to me who was like a gay man, and he was like dying laughing with me. And he's like, I was like, what do I say? And he's like, oh my God, say this. So it was like he was actually sexting my gay roommate, not me.
And you can't do it. Yeah. You can't invite someone else in on the sex date. It was just a game.
It was just weird. Like sexual talk, yes, but like full on sex.
Was this a relationship?
No.
That might be why, because you guys aren't really on that comfortable level yet.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship and thing like you need to spice things up a little bit,
yep.
I think that's when it makes it more fun and exciting. You're just kind of like flinging with someone, I mean, it's almost no need for it.
Oh, yeah.
I had never even hooked up with this guy at the time. So it's like,
there you go.
All day long, you guys. Yeah. All day long. I literally, before Aaron, my husband's name is Aaron, like me. We're Aaron and Aaron. I don't know if you knew that, Dusty.
I did not.
I literally texted him, what are you fiending for dinner tonight? And you know what he answered?
Dead ass.
Oh, he said, you, baby.
Cute.
I don't know what you said, Dustin, but I'm afraid to ask.
I muted myself.
Well, I said dead ass, and I'm sure he probably said something similar.
people don't know this perverted side of me, so
they're gonna learn today.
So that is such a good segue that you said that, Dusty. So you visited our friend Matt Donald, and when we had him on the podcast, he mentioned some things that you need to share with us.
I helped him out.
Okay,
and
so
is that what he's speaking about?
Probably. He's saying this is something that I have to ask you about. So can you divulge what it is he's talking about?
So he was dating this girl and he was really liking this girl. I think they hooked up a couple of times. They started dating afterwards. But I was like, you should, make her orgasm and squirt. And he's like, what?
Oh,
I was like, you don't.
He never heard of it?
I'm like, you don't know how to do that? No, he just starts dying laughing. I gave him a tutorial on how to make this girl squirt. And the next day, he goes, oh my God. She loved it. Like, she loved it. Like all this. And it was pretty hilarious. So, he owes me big time.
But, wow. So you have a full tutorial.
A little bit.
Are you going to share it with us? I mean, I don't need the help, but I'm just saying maybe Elsie does.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Give me one second.
Uh-oh.
Is he going to cover Sophia's ears? Okay.
Or is he about to like demonstrate this for us? Like, what's happening?
This is epic.
Yeah, you're welcome for the hot content, Aaron.
Hot content here. Hot. Oh.
I'm going to get canceled after this.
No, absolutely not. Your DMs are going to be so full. Instagram's going to be like, dude, we're cutting you off. We are cutting you off.
So anyone listening, I don't know if they're going to be able to see this, but for you ladies, I'll show you.
Oh my God.
So.
Oh my God, he got a cup. He has a cup.
When you're stimulating.
Wait, I just feel like.
The female private parts. So I think we all know the outer sides that needs to be stimulated, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then once we get there and we go inside, we want to apply pressure at the roof because there should be a gland right up top. So once you're applying
pressure. I'm loving the reference with the cup.
And then we're just bringing it straight towards you like this.
Uh-huh, like come here. Yeah.
And then you're reading her and you'll know if she likes it or not, Most times she will. You can also take your hand on top of her pelvis area, apply more pressure.
Oh.
And then something might happen. I don't know. But anyways, that's all I got.
Fireworks.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, all the men listening say collectively, thank you.
I'm going to send them an invoice. I'm going to send them
an invoice. Yeah. You need yeah. It.
Dustin, you could be like a sex coach or something. Jesus.
Maybe.
Are you still doing stuff on the outside as well as the inside then, though?
I think you should, yeah.
Why not?
I mean,
okay, I was going to say, because I don't think it would work otherwise.
You got maybe oh, it would work otherwise. It would work otherwise.
Oh,
but
I think it would
depend,
work.
Honestly, not well, really. it's all perspective.
Well, sometimes
every girl I've ever hooked up with, everyone's different. So
yeah.
Everyone's different. They're comfortable. Their comfort level. Comfort level's a huge one.
Huge,
I think yeah. That's one thing I've learned sure. Big with the, you know, with women is like, how comfortable are they? And it's going to be very hard for a girl to orgasm, I guess, on the first time hooking up with a guy.
Yeah.
Because you guys aren't just that comfortable. But I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but for most times. But you get a girl that really trusts you and is comfortable with you. Yeah. She's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
You heard it here first. I hope men are listening to this podcast because that was really valuable information. Aaron, you're going to need to post that.
Trust me. There's a lot of bash that guys that listen to this podcast because they're in my DMs
they
saying,
should listen.
Holy shit, that was fucking amazing. So, you know.
They should listen. I think also for like a guy hooking up with a girl the first time, if you know that she's not going to be very comfortable, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. She just wants you to come and just perform good and don't try to kill it because, yeah.
No, you're right. Absolutely right.
It's all true. It's all
short and sweet, I guess. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
But not all women can finish from just penetration, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, I know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Some women need that extra. So,
I'm an extra kind of gal.
Some women, you got to put that extra. Some women, you got to put that extra work in there, you know?
Oh, my God.
There's toys to help with that while you're doing that if you can't be multitask.
Oh,
for sure.
Definitely.
It's so weird when guys don't want to use toys. I don't know if that's ever been anything that y'all...
I was just going to say, are you intimidated by toys in the bedroom, Dustin?
I'm not intimidated, no.
Good.
Who doesn't like playing with toys? Come on.
I agree. Oh, no. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I think vibration toys are great, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of, I guess, relieves less pressure for you. I mean, you're helping her... Mm-hmm. Do her thing, and you don't have to really multitask and do all these extra things when she could have like a vibrating toy and place it somewhere, and you're just handling your business.
There you go.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Teamwork
that
makes the
is
dream work.
Right.
Amen. Amen to that. Holy shit.
Yeah, but I've never had sex before, so I'm really excited for my first time coming up here.
When I come to New York, I'm just kidding.
You can take my virginity.
Wow.
I don't last very long, that's for sure.
That's fine with me, actually.
Women like that. So, well, I don't know if they like it.
I'm not
like
going to go for that long.
But
exhausting.
Women like when a guy, he goes early. It's like, it's a
it
turn on.
It
kind of
makes you feel a little bit like, I did that.
Like he couldn't handle you, right?
Oh, he couldn't even handle it. Yeah.
No, for there you sure. Go. Hey. For sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, we covered a lot of ground here.
We sure did.
And Mike had a question for you, Mike Johnson, who I adore. He had a question, and I think you kind of already answered it, but he said, what was the time where the woman was more aggressive with you than you were with her? And you're smiling because are you thinking it was like a particular situation that he's referring to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he's thinking about a particular situation.
You're rubbing your beard like maniacally.
I know, like
heard that question. So
I was trying to think. I don't think I've actually been with a woman that's like been like more
super aggressive. Yeah.
Actually, I think this is being woken up in the night and like your sleep and the girl like takes control and I was and you just wake up and you're like, wow, okay, that's happened. So it's great. I think it's great, you know. I'd like to be in the dominant most of the time, but I think it's great to let the woman take charge and let me know when she's in the mood. And
love getting woken up for sex. I love it, like anytime.
You're kind of like, you're like half asleep still and you're like, is this actually happening? Yeah. We're having a dream right now. Like, what's going on?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even ask you like the most basic question. What is your favorite position?
My favorite position is doggy.
Oh, typical. You and Rudy. Rudy said doggy. She was like, doggy.
I love it. I love everything about it. Yeah.
So far, that's the winner. So far, that's 2 out of 2 said doggy position. So
it's a popular one.
Yeah. Like I said in episode 0 or 1 or whatever it was, bend me over anything, anytime. I'm good to go. Like, bend me over anything, whatever.
Oh, what about you, LC?
Oh, God.
I can tell LC already likes missionary.
Well, okay. I actually don't hate missionary. I kind of do like it.
I know you do, because you know how I know?
Why?
Because you need a lot of stimulation on
the
clitoris. And that's the best position.
It's the best
That's
one.
The best and position for you to...
Yeah, and I like, not that like I would the know closeness, I like closeness of it. It feels more personal, you know?
Yeah.
Than like
I agree. I think,
around.
I mean, technically they're all the positions.
Well,
are
yeah. But like if I'm turned around, like I don't, like it's kind of less, I don't know. It can be, I guess, if you're doing it in a certain way. But
I don't know. I think it's more like just some kind of passion about, there's something about just like doggy that's like you're
over.
Almost your human animal instincts are just taking over, and it's just like that aggression, and I don't know, it's something like sexy about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've actually, confession time,
here we go.
I've actually never finished from having sex. I have other ways, but not just from having sex. So for me,
it's
I
first time
find,
for everything.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen.
Challenge accepted.
Everyone always says that. I think it's a mental thing, honestly. But a lot of women don't, though. A lot of women don't. Like, more women don't than do. And, you know.
I agree.
I mean.
It is what it is.
I couldn't until I met my husband. And then I was like, yep, I'm marrying him. Because he literally did the one thing nobody else could do, right? So I'm like, that's the guy. Put the ring. We're good to go. Like, let's go.
Well, that's how I'll know then, I guess.
Seriously.
That's how
yes.
You'll know.
You'll know when you
so
know.
So if me and Dustin end up getting married after, I'm just kidding.
You'll know,
I better
you'll
be
know
at that wedding.
You'll know it went down.
Dustin, you want to be married and have kids, right?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I crave companionship. Yeah.
Aw. Cute.
Or companionship.
Compassionship.
I'm like,
we like
that
too.
Word. I've never heard that word.
It's a new word.
No,
it's
companionship.
A new word.
I do crave it.
A relationship. A companionship.
Yeah. I want to be in a relationship though. I think I just don't, I don't settle. So it's like, I just
good.
Don't want to, I want to be with someone that I really feel special with, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I have 2 more questions. What is the craziest thing a girl's ever sent you in the DMs? Like, what's the craziest thing that's gone down in the DMs?
Oh, nudes and videos for sure.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. How do you respond to them? Just a heart or...
I don't really trust anyone that does that, so...
Yeah, no.
I don't really respond.
Oh, good. That's a good answer.
I'll take a look, but... I'll look at it, but I don't respond. I don't know what it's... I don't know. You just can't trust people these days.
I agree. I completely agree.
It's true.
And also, like, what kind of... Like, I don't think you're in the right mindset or headspace if you're sending that to a random... Because I know me as a guy... I know women get a lot of dick pics, but I just think that's so fucking crazy to me to just send a random girl a dick pic.
It is.
I have not... I thankfully have not gotten one.
You are so lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not, like, on Instagram. Random people, I think, maybe. But, like, I've never... Like, it's never really been a big issue. So, I know women who have, though... And I've gotten weird DMs for sure, but I have not gotten sent a dick, which is nice.
She got a lot of marriage proposals after Love is Blind.
The weirdest one I got was someone offered me $10,000 to kick him in the balls. Like legit, like it was legit. I DM'd him back because I was like, wait, I was like fucking with him. I thought it was a joke. And then I realized it wasn't a joke. And
you didn't do it?
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. He lives in California, but he hasn't been able to come here. I was like, next time you're in Atlanta, let me know. I'm in.
I'll fly. I'll be like, fly me out there. I'll be like, fly me out there. I'll kick you in the balls. Guys are so weird with that. I wish girls
so
would be
weird.
More weird like that. Since.
I would love to get, why would I not get $10,000 for kicking someone in the balls?
For sure. That's like an easy.
I would love, I wish I could send feet pics and everything. I would definitely take advantage of those situations.
OnlyFans. Would you ever have an OnlyFans?
If I hit rock bottom, that's all I got going for myself. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
All right. Okay. There's a lot of people in Bachelor Nation that have OnlyFans now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Queen Victoria. Obviously, Chad, right?
Does she really?
Johnson. Yeah, she does.
Wow.
I know.
They're probably all making bank.
I'm sure they are. Okay, so my last question is, in Bachelor Nation, so we asked this to Rudy, and it was hysterical. So we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill, but with your choice of Bachelor Nation women, it can be literally anybody. It can be someone who's married. It can be someone who is, you know, like, 5 seasons ago. Wait, it doesn't matter.
Anyway. I have to name them or your name?
No, you. You get to choose.
I get to choose.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys should choose, and I could tell you.
That's like the traditional way, but I like this better because then you have like a whole plethora of like women to choose from.
I know. It's
harder for the kill question. You know,
I don't want to kill anybody.
It wasn't hard for Rudy. Rudy killed the person first. That was hysterical. Rudy killed Bennett immediately. Like. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Bennett. He's funny.
You've met him, so you know him. Yeah.
I don't really dislike anyone.
Okay.
I don't dislike anybody.
Okay, then just marry
everybody.
Why don't we do marry?
Maybe we don't do kill
BFF. And we'll just do like, who do you want to be like? What's a girl from the franchise you want to be like good friends with? You wish you like knew better.
Yeah.
Just friends. Friend, fuck, marry.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Who do I think would be
marry friend?
Friend, fuck, marry.
There you go. Yeah.
New game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friend, I think Demi would be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
You can't pick me. I wasn't on The Bachelor, so I'm sorry.
I can't pick you. You would have got 2 out of those.
Ooh, I know.
But, what? Holy shit. Damn, you guys. Cut the tension with a knife.
Man. All right. So who's a sweetheart? I would marry Abigail. Abigail's a sweet girl. I think Abigail's sweet. Okay. I would marry Abigail. Fuck. No, who's a hottie?
There's so many.
That's a tough one. Let's go ahead and say girl that sings, plays guitar. We were just talking about her.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got to listen to that episode. You will be so turned on. I mean, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I had guys in my DMs like, holy shit, that was hot as fuck.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, cheers. Cheers to that shit. That's right. Okay, well, we have had so much fun with you, Destin. The only thing I want to ask you is, who do you think we should have on the show? Which of your buddies, I mean, obviously Pilot Pete has to come on. That's a given. But do you think he'd do it?
I think he's going to be too bashful.
Really?
I don't think he's not as he's
he not
as
open.
He
doesn't want
his
mom to hear.
That is kind of weird, too.
She would not. She was actually going to come on. Barb was going to come on.
I could see Barb being on there.
Right?
Barb needs to come on.
I could see
right?
that. I could see that.
That'd be the best episode ever.
Yeah, we had her on the podcast today.
You did? Aww.
Yeah. Let me think. Yeah, of course, I would love to have you have Pete on there. Who else is really
funny? We can like make it tamer.
You can do Clay.
You know what I mean?
Clay will go on there.
Oh, Clay, yes. Is Clay in New York or is he in Chicago?
He just left. He went back to Chicago today.
Okay, that's what
and
I thought.
When his cousin's able, you should get Andrew. Andrew S.
Yes, I love Andrew S. Ooh, I love him. He's one of my favorites from Katie season.
LC, what do you mean? Ooh.
You don't like Andrew S?
I mean.
She's making me jealous over here.
Oh, you like him. Okay.
I love Andrew S. He is so cute.
Oh, damn. You have some competition, Dusty.
Well, you would have never saw him if it wasn't for me. I got him on there.
Oh,
so you're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for introducing it. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit! He does not like
it's okay.
Happy.
It's okay, Dustin. We're gonna have a great time in New York on the balcony. It'll be amazing. I'll be like Andrew. Who? Never heard of him.
Never. Heard of
you
him.
Will. You will. You will.
Okay. So Peter, Clay, and Andrew S. Okay.
I think that's a good. I think those are some good guys.
That's
yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. We cannot thank you enough for being so open and honest with us. raw, real. This is what we wanted. You gave it to us.
I really exposed it. I really exposed myself.
You were in here raw today.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I was in here raw dog. Raw dog. No protection at all. Just say
no
risk
pineapples,
it all.
No pineapples. No
I'm
protection.
Out here risking it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No pineapples. There's like demonstrations. I mean, you're shooting your shot. Like we covered all of our bases.
Man.
Literally.
You gave it. Yeah.
This
a
has
full
been too fun.
Like that was amazing.
This has been too much fun. Red's gonna be like, whoa.
Oh, that's not what I even think about it.
Sorry, Red. Red's
Sorry,
our producer.
Red, we love you.
Oh dear.
That
oh,
is
dear.
Hysterical. Oh my God. Well, when he listened to Rudy's, I'm sure he was like, holy shit, these women are like, you got it. Do you promise me you'll listen to it? You will die.
I promise.
It is.
I'm gonna listen.
Awesome. Right, Elsie?
It was a good one.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. So nice. Well, I'm so glad you were our first guy with Acast in Red. You know, you were our first man to come on here. Set that bar
Thank you so
high.
Much.
Hella high.
Thank you so much. This was great. I loved every bit about this. This was so fun.
You're so wonderful.
I want to come back. I want to come back sometime.
Please, anytime. And I will see you in the fall and I will be hanging out. We'll be drinking.
I will be getting you drunk. I'm going to get you drunk.
Yes. Thank you. I need it.
I'm going to get you drunk.
All right. Well, we love you. You guys, go follow
Love you guys,
Dustin.
Too. Thank you so much.
Go listen to Bachelors in the City. It's freaking amazing. Although you guys need to talk about sex more. If that is the only thing I could say is that you need to talk about sex.
We could do that.
You're both sexual guys. I'm come on.
I just have to wait until I lose my virginity to LC and then we can talk about it all the time.
That's
right.
Fair.
So LC, hurry up, come and visit me.
Do it for the podcast, yeah.
I've been waiting my whole life.
I can convince
Perfect.
Her.
I'll be there.
She'll do anything for me. So, I mean, she's here, right?
It's
so,
true.
LC, thank you for being my incredible co-host, my incredible guest co-host. I hope you'll come back another time.
Of course.
I loved having you. And you guys are amazing. So much love to both of you. You guys, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with a whole new episode and lots of dirty to come. So stay tuned.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.